Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of The Legit Guys. In today's episode we're going to do a little game show of team trivia. So the other guys have been divided into two groups, into two teams, sorry. Aram and Nick and Ivan and Dennis. The way this will work is that I have a table set out with random numbers assigned to each category. There's six categories in total. Both teams will tell me a random number from 1 to 6 at the start of each round. And depending on the number they give me, they will be allocated a category. Now, I'll ask them a question about that category. And if they answer correctly, they get one point, basically. And they cannot answer multiple questions from the same category, correct? And first team to get 6 points, meaning one question right from each category, wins. Everyone understands?
Yep.
Perfect.
Yep.
Now, what are your team names? So I can distinguish you two. Aram,
what's your team name? We are Egg.
Egg.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. Dennis and Ivan, what's your team names?
The Democratic Republic of China.
Okay.
Yes.
Getting pointed.
DRC.
Aram, did you tell them to put your agenda?
No.
Okay. No. So, figure out one from each team, do something to figure out who goes first in the teams.
We'll give the courtesy to our opponents to go first.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
So, Aram and Nick, one of you two give me a random number between 1 and 6.
4.
4? Okay. The topic is sports. So here's the first question. You get time to discuss. I will want an answer in 30 seconds. So you have 30 seconds to discuss. So, which two countries have not missed one of the modern day Olympics? A. Greece and Australia. B. Greece and France. C. Portugal and Russia. Or D. Japan and America. Time starts now.
Wait, do we get to discuss like here?
Yeah.
Or should we?
No, you get to discuss in another thing. Yeah, here.
Mm.
10 seconds left. So do something.
So Nick, the one I said.
Sure.
Yeah. So America and Japan.
America and Japan. You are wrong.
No.
It was A. Greece and Australia.
Yeah. I mean, oops.
Oh well. What a shame.
You would have gotten it anyways.
Oh yeah, I highly doubt you would have gone that. Anyways, from now on, discuss here. Don't message each other, these guys. What's wrong with you? Okay, Ivan and Dennis, that's not my question. Ivan and Dennis, give me a random number.
One.
Not 4. One?
One.
That is science and nature.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh yes. So, what is a group of pandas called? A. A disappointment. B. An embarrassment. C. A colony. Or D. Kung Fu masters.
I think I know.
Colony. I was.
I no. It's A. It's a disappointment. I'm sure.
Are you sure?
It
you
has
have
a weird
20
name.
Seconds more to discuss.
Are you sure?
I think it's either A or B. I don't know if it's disappointment or embarrassment. I think it's A.
Let's say A.
I think it's disappointment.
A? You're locking in the answer?
Lock in A.
Okay, you are wrong. It's B. It's an embarrassment.
Dennis,
that's what you two are to me.
Dennis,
how did you not know that?
What do you mean, how did you not know that? I knew that it has a funny name.
Man, so 0-0. This is going great.
From your point of view, maybe.
Aram and Nick, give me a number.
5.
5? That's history. Yes. Oh, no.
No!
Aram.
Okay. So, the question is, what is the name of the second man who stepped on the moon? A. Neil Armstrong. B. Buzz Aldrin. C. Alan Bean. D. James Irwin. Your time starts now.
I think that's such an easy question.
Ivan, shut up. Let them two speak.
Wait, repeat the... Wait, what are the options? What? Quick.
A. Neil Armstrong. B. Buzz Aldrin. C. Alan Bean. D. James Irwin.
Nick, is it B?
Pretty or sure it's B.
It's not A, right?
Can't no. Armstrong.
Okay, B?
B.
B.
Are you locking in B?
Yes, we're locking in B.
That is correct. So first point goes to you, and your team does not have to answer history question anymore.
Yes.
Lucky for you.
How lucky.
So, Dennis and Ivan, give me a number between 1 and 6.
I'm saying 5. 2.
2? That's entertainment.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Now, the question, your question is, what was the name of the first feature-length animated movie ever released?
Feature what?
Feature-length animated. Animated like drawn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So A, Sleeping Beauty. B, The Little Mermaid. C, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Or D, The Lion King.
I think it's C. Dennis.
C is the dwarfs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm saying C as well.
C, final answer?
Yes.
Okay, correct. Yeah. It is
Snow White. Hell yeah.
So you won't have to answer entertainment anymore. That's all up to...
Yeah, we got the easiest one away.
It's not actually the easiest one. There's easier ones later.
I disagree entirely. So, entertainment is hard.
Aram and Nick, give me a number.
3.
3, that is entertainment.
No.
Wow.
So, let's see. So, your question is, which artist won the most ever Grammys? What? A, Michael Jackson. B, The Beatles. C, George Salty. Or D, Stevie Wonder. Your time starts now.
I might go D. What you think, Aram?
D, Stevie Wonder.
All right. If we're agreed,
look,
then
I have no idea, so I'll go with
me D. Neither, okay? So just D. We're locking
D?
In that.
Yeah. Final answer?
D.
Okay, you're wrong. It was D, George Salty. He won 31, while Stevie Wonder only won 25. Only. 125.
Only. Oh. Wow.
Shut up. Okay, Dennis and Ivan, give me a number.
4.
4? That would be history.
Okay.
No.
So,
let's go. I know a lot about history.
Okay.
Do you? Okay.
We'll see.
Oh, it's a question that you two should know. So, the question is, on what day was the independence of the Czech Republic declared? A. January 1st, 1995. B. January 1st, 1993. C. December 31st, 1993. Or D. December 31st, 1995. You may discuss now.
1933, but... Yeah, so... 1933 is option B and C, right?
1993 is option B and C, yeah.
And one of them is 31st of December, one of them is 1st, what is it?
B January. Is 1st, C is 31st, yes.
I think it's 1st. It's not 31st, I think it's 1st.
Prvního ledna. Yeah. I think I lock in.
Well, lock the time in is up,
first.
So-
First of, yeah, first.
B, First of January, first 1993?
If that's first of January, then yes.
Okay, then yes, you are correct.
Nice.
Hell yeah, 2 points.
And that's over for history questions. Now, Aram and Nick, give me a number.
One.
One, that is geography. Aram, you did geography. This should be easy. So, your question is, what is the largest city in the world based on surface area?
What? A,
Tokyo. B, Shanghai. C, Kuala Lumpur. Or D, Mumbai.
Hold up. What did you say? C?
Kuala Lumpur.
Wait, never come again. Come again.
Kuala Lumpur. I don't know how many times
options.
A, Tokyo. B, Shanghai. C, Kuala Lumpur. And D, Mumbai. Your times are rolling, by the way. So.
Then A. A.
15 seconds left.
Tokyo is population, dude. I don't think it's like...
I think it's... No.
10 seconds.
Well, A. Nick, what else would it be?
All right, go with A. I would have thought Mumbai, but go with A.
A? Well, you're both wrong. It's Kuala Lumpur.
Hmm.
What the hell is... Why do... This is Bai.
No, it's a city in Mongolia, and it has the largest area by a lot.
Ulaanbaatar?
What? No.
No.
Don't Google. If you Google the answer, I'm taking away the only point you have. No, but you Google the answer.
Ulaanbaatar. I have a map on my wall, so it's Ulaanbaatar, not Ulaanbui, or how do you say it?
Like, the way you pronounced it, I had no clue what it was.
Stop whining, Nicholas. All right. Liam, give us another question.
Wait, what did you say? Wait. Let's fact check this. If you got this wrong, I'm taking the point away you have, by the way. What did you say was the largest city?
They said Tokyo. Nick?
No, the second one. The one you Googled.
I didn't Google anything.
Okay, what was the one you said?
You gave us the options. I was for Mumbai. Aram was for Tokyo. You said it was C and however the hell you pronounced it.
Okay, tell me the name of the city you just said after you got the question wrong.
Ulaanbaatar.
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 That is an
accent. Ulaanbaatar.
It is nowhere close to the largest one, so... your history point is going away now.
What?
Okay.
At least we get to do history again.
Wait, that doesn't make any sense.
Ulaanbaatar, the city Nick gave me, has an area of 4,700 kilometers.
Yeah, but wait, no, I don't care about that. But why are you taking away our history point?
Because I said if he's sure that that's the largest city, I'm Googling taking away the point.
That doesn't make any sense.
The one that I said.
Like, no, I said if you're sure, then I'll Google it. And he said that he's sure, so I Googled it. He's not.
I did not say I was sure.
Not so sure anymore. Okay. Dennis and Ivan. Number between 1 and 5.
Five.
That isn't 5? Science and Nature. Okay. Yeah, you have a second
appointment.
Yes. So, your question is, what is the exact height of Mount Everest? Exact like to the nearest meter, not to the nearest centimeter. A, 8,849 meters. B, 8,810 meters. C, 8,930 meters. D, 8,793 meters.
It's A or B, Ivan. I'm sure it has 8,800.
I think it's A. It's not 93, definitely.
What was A again, Liam?
A was 8,849.
And what was B?
I think it's that one.
B was 8,810.
It's A.
I think it's A.
We're locking in A.
A? Okay. Correct.
Hell yeah.
That's 3 points to you. And back to Aram. Aram, give me a number between 1 and 6.
3.
Three, that is science and nature. Okay. So your question is, You should know the serum. If not, then you're an embarrassment.
No, wait, Liam. You're picking out the questions. If you're going to ask me about arsenic.
This is in the line. So how many elements are in the periodic table? A, 112. B, 107. C, 118. D, 124. Time starts now.
Definitely more than 100.
It's going to be somewhere middle.
Dennis, bro.
Think about it, Aaron. You look at it every day. 15 seconds.
I think C, but...
Yeah.
Nick? C is 118, right?
Yep. 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Either 112 or 118. 118.
118, yeah, see.
You can answer now. 118, you're correct.
Yes.
Better be.
How do you not know that by heart? I'm disappointed.
Why would I know that by heart?
Why wouldn't you?
Because I don't know half the elements.
Ivan and Dennis, give me a number.
3.
3? No, you can't, they just had 3.
Just give me the options of the numbers.
1 to 6 without having 3.
Okay.
2. 6.
2.
Yep. Arts and literature.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Dennis?
No. Don't come this way.
No, Dennis, you should know this, right? So the question is, which painter is believed to have produced the most paintings? A. Pablo Picasso. B. Salvador Dali. C. Leonardo da Vinci. Or D. Claude Monet.
Picasso.
Monet? I think it's Monet.
Okay, go Monet. I really have no idea. I'm thinking Picasso, Ivan.
No, it's either Monet or Leonardo da Vinci.
Da Vinci?
But I think it's Monet.
Monet? Let's go for Monet. Monet.
Looking in Monet.
Monet's D? Okay. That is incorrect.
Fuck.
What was it? Was it Picasso?
It's Picasso, yeah.
Really?
Yes,
it is. Okay. Back to Aram and Nick. So, give me a number. 1 to 6.
6.
6, arts and literature. Let's go. Let's go back over there. So
I'm good at this. Don't worry. No stress.
So the question is, which country has won the most Nobel Prizes for literature? A, America. B, China. C, France. D, Germany. Your time starts now.
So Aram is the expert here.
Honest, I have no idea.
Just think logically.
Definitely not America, I'll tell you that.
What was the second one? China?
B, China. Yeah.
Okay. I think it's between France and Germany then.
Yeah.
I might be inclined.
5 seconds. France. 4.
I see.
2.
France.
C?
Yeah.
Correct. It is France.
Oh.
So smart, Eric. Genius.
Also,
I told you I'm an expert.
No. And what do you mean, not America? It's like the third country that...
Is it?
Yeah.
I just assume that Americans are...
Are
no,
what?
I'm not gonna finish
this. No, finish the sentence.
No, I feel like I've done something wrong.
Okay. Dennis and Ivan. Number 1 to 6 that is not 6.
Okay,
5
is entertainment. So you have a choice if you want to do sports, arts, or geography.
Let's do sports, Ivan.
Okay. So the question is, which country won the first ever football World Cup in 1930? A. Chile. B, Uruguay. C, Italy. D, Brazil.
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 Yeah, locking in?
Lock in Brazil.
Okay, well, you're wrong. It is Uruguay, actually.
Cool. I'm pointing out a fucking map.
It should be England.
Yeah, definitely not.
Score some goals.
Okay, there is Aram and Nick. Give me a number.
4.
4? That is arts and literature. See, but you got that right already. So, topics between sports, geography, history, and entertainment.
Nick, what do we want?
We fucked up geography already and argued about it. Let's go geography again.
Let's go geography.
Oh, Christ. Okay. So, your question is...
I don't like
which
this.
Country in Africa has the most pyramids? A. Egypt. B. Libya. C. Algeria. D. Sudan.
I feel like this is a very tricky question.
Wait.
Look, I want to say Egypt.
Libya, Egypt, Sudan, and what was the fourth?
Algeria.
Okay, it's not Algeria.
Is it?
That's a freaking almost on the other side of Libya.
Egypt. Is it? What else?
Egypt is too Lebanon. Obvious.
It's you have 5 seconds. I need to push you for an answer.
C.
Sudan.
C or?
Yeah.
Last C or D?
Sudan. Whichever then one that is.
That is correct.
Yes.
Was that C?
Big brain. No, it was D.
That was D.
Good
moron.
Good thing.
Wait, so C smart. Was Algeria, which wasn't even close.
Well.
I eliminated that one at the start, Aram.
Okay, so.
Nick, I didn't know their sequence.
Give me a number. That is not 4. 3. That is sport.
Nice.
Let's go back to sport. Let's see if you can do this. So. Dump, floater, and wipe are terms used in which team sport?
Say it again.
Dump, water, floater, and wipe, are terms used in which team sport?
Wipe?
Wipe, yes. A, water polo. Oh, B, nice. Basketball. C, curling. Or D, volleyball.
I think it must be curling.
I think that it's curling
what
as
else,
well.
What else would it be? I seriously...
Water polo.
Who the fuck watches curling and like...
Oh, see?
Curling.
Final answer?
Curling.
Okay, then you are wrong. It's volleyball, actually.
What?
Yeah.
Say what?
I made up curling because it sounds like something in curling.
No,
but it's not.
Volleyball has bugger and volley doesn't have...
Yes, the only thing is that this is in English, not in Czech, so...
Bigger. There is that.
So, the Aram and Nick, give me a number.
Nick, choose.
5.
5, sport. Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, you have no chance to get this, but... Which former NBA player was nicknamed Agent Zero? A. Gilbert Arenas. B. Shaquille O'Neal, C. Magic Johnson, or D. Tim Duncan.
I've heard of 2 of them.
Nick, I have no idea, but we have a 25% chance. It's not going to be the most famous ones, so let's eliminate those. It's either A or D.
Mm-hmm. I'd say Tim Duncan.
D. Let's go D.
All right.
D. Tim Duncan. Yes. Incorrect. It's Gilbert Arenas.
I told you, Nick. Why would you eliminate?
Huh?
But honestly, smart deduction. That it wasn't going to be the famous one. I was expecting less from you, Aaron. So,
wow.
Dennis and Ivan, give me a number.
8. 2.
2. Geography.
Nice.
Let's
I do geography, so I should get this.
You should.
Dennis, get off.
So, the question is, what is the oldest city in the world?
I know that.
A. Jerusalem. B. Athens. C. Damascus. or D, Ravenna?
Jerusalem.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You can discuss.
Jerusalem.
Well, that is incorrect.
You're lying.
It's Damascus. It is not.
No, yeah, it's Damascus.
You're fucking lying.
Damascus you were steals, so... guys.
What?
No, Damascus it's not deal? Damascus no. deal. You.
Damascus is in the capital, you idiot.
Maybe you said Damascus, people.
But it's not Damascus Steel. The Damascus no. Steel is not a city.
Oh, what? Dennis.
Damascus. Jerusalem isn't the oldest one, so let's move on.
But isn't fucking Damascus like an unoccupied area, though? Isn't that like just a region?
It's the capital of Syria. What do you mean it's unoccupied? Yeah,
but it wasn't occupied in like, what, like 1112 BC when it was like created? You know, it wasn't occupied, but whatever, just go on. I'm not going to fight you.
Okay. Nick and Aaron, give me a number.
2.
2? That is entertainment, which you have not got. Okay. So, hopefully you get this.
It'll work.
You watch this. We watch this movie together, Aaron, so you can get this. In the movie Back to the Future, what is the name of Marty McFly's band? Can you remember, Aaron? Get the brain flowing. A. The Coneheads. B. The Potheads. C. The Pinheads. Or D. The Pineheads.
I didn't B. I'm sure of it. I'm like 65% sure of it. And that's more than 25%.
Fine, I'll let you answer.
It's B.
B, Potheads?
Yes.
Okay, incorrect. It is C, Pinheads.
You Nick, idiot!
I was 65% sure.
I thought it was C, but you sounded so sure.
Yeah, but you never said anything. Like, that's your fault.
Because you were sure. You said 65.
Dennis and Ivan, give me a number.
Yes.
4.
4? That is sport. Yes. Once again, let's see.
Oh, no.
Okay. So, question is, in what year was the first ever Wimbledon championship held? A. 1924. B. 1877. C. 2005. Or D. 1918.
Wimbledon.
The tennis tournament, yes.
Yes, it is.
Would they create Wimbledon like so close after the war? I think it would be 24.
A. Is A 1924?
Yep.
So A. Lock in A.
A? Final answer?
Yep. Fire.
Okay. Incorrect. It's 1877. Quite a bit older than you would think. Okay.
This quiz sucks.
We've reached a halfway point, so from now on, Dennis and Ivan are going to be going first, and then Aaron and Nick will be going second.
How many points do we have? Like, how many sections do
we have? You both have 3 each.
We have to win this one.
So, Dennis and Ivan, number from 1 to 6.
6.
6?
6.
That is history, which you've already gone. So, nice. What do you want? Sport? 2. Art? No, as in you choose the topic.
Sport, sports, we have to take out a sport. This is awful. Take it out.
Geography. Give us sports. Okay.
Sports.
Chill, calm down. So your question is, when Michael Jordan played for the Chicago Bulls, how many NBA championships did he win? A, 5, B, 4, C, 6, D, 8.
Say it again.
Let me discuss. When Michael Jordan played for the Chicago
Bulls.
No, the
numbers.
Oh, A5, B4, C6, D8.
I'm saying C, a shot in the dark. 6, C.
6? Final answer?
Dark.
Lock in and fire C.
Okay, you're correct. It is C.
Ah, nice.
It is indeed 6. Okay, so, Aaron and Nick, give me a number that isn't. Would you say 5?
5. Oh, well.
One.
One that is sport. Jesus Christ. Okay. So, Nick, you should know this. Question is, who scored the most goals in a single football match? A. Lionel Messi. B. Cristiano Ronaldo. C. Erling Haaland. And D. Archie Thompson.
I think it's D, right?
It's D, probably.
I have no idea who those two are, but it's D. Because D? It can be
the final answer. In a professional match?
In a professional match.
Right, D, sure.
D? Correct.
Yes.
Yes!
Wait, who is he?
He's an Australian football player. And he scored it when Australia, in the 2002 World Cup, when Australia played Sudan or Somali, and the score was 31-0 for Australia.
On them.
Yeah, quite an unfair game. So, because you both got sports, I just want to tell you like what the two next questions would be, just so that you could get it 100%. Which boxer was known as the greatest and the people's champion?
I said,
the one. If you were not going to die, I would have killed both. Yeah. And then, what sport is dubbed the king of sports?
I don't know.
Football. Jesus Christ.
Okay. How?
Anyways, world. What do you mean how? It's the most, it's played and watched sport in all the world.
Is the boxing question Muhammad Ali?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, nice.
Well, clearly.
No redemption in which case he's going.
He's going to shut up. Then it's an item. Number.
Three,
that is history. Nice. Which you've already got.
We already did, Matt. Can you just tell us the two numbers that we didn't do yet?
Calm down. Well, there are arts and geography.
Let's do geography.
Geography? Okay. So, your question is, which country has the most natural lakes? A. Canada. B. Russia. C. China. Or D. Czech Republic.
I'm saying Canada.
I think it's no, I don't actually think it's true. Give us the
wait,
the
Canada again. Canada,
A, Canada,
China,
B, Russia, C, China.
It's gonna be Russia. It's gonna be Russia.
I don't think so.
It must be Russia.
I don't think so. No, I'm saying Canada.
Republic. Guys, it's Czech Republic.
Shut the fuck up. Russia.
10 seconds.
I'm saying Russia.
But Russia doesn't have many rivers. It must be Canada.
Make it the
5 seconds.
I'm saying Russia.
Canada. I'm not letting
I need a final answer now.
Canada.
Russia.
Canada.
Play rock, paper, scissors. One of the two. I need one answer.
Dennis, I believe you're okay.
So you're both going Canada?
Yeah.
Yes.
Correct. It is Canada.
Nice.
Is Russia second?
Russia is, I don't know, second. Probably not, though, because I don't think they have that many lakes. So, Nick Canary, give me a number. That is not four.
Nick, go.
Three.
Three, entertainment, which you have not gotten. So, let's go. All right. So, what is Al Pacino's real name? A.
What?
Alessandro Jacco Pacino. What is Al Pacino's real name?
Al Pacino.
The actor. Yes. A. Alessandro Jacco Pacino. B. Alfred Jamie Pacino. C. Alfredo James Pacino. Or D. Alessandro James Pacino.
I think it's between B and C.
What was B and C?
B is Alfred Jamie Pacino and C is Alfredo James Pacino.
I'd say it's B. Because I have no clue what it could be, so it's a random guess.
Sure, let's go B.
B, Alfred Jamie Pacino?
Alfred.
Yeah.
Wrong. It is Alfredo James Pacino. C.
50-50
So, you could win here, potentially, Ivan and Dennis. I won't even ask you for a number because there's only one thing you can do, and that is arts. So,
arts?
Yeah, it's the only one thing you haven't gone on yet.
Okay.
So, your question is, how many Bibles are in circulation around the world? A, 5 billion. B, 300 million. C, 2 billion. Or D, 20 million.
I'm saying 2... I would say 300 million.
I also say that.
B, 300 million?
Yes. Lock in
5. Wrong. It's 5 billion, actually.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
So many people. Such a shame.
You need to think about it that, like, basically most hotels have a Bible in each room. Most what? Churches have, like, stacks upon stacks of Bibles. There's a lot out there. So. Hotels?
5 billion Bibles. He's not lying, it's true.
So, Nick and Owen. No, sorry. Nick and Aaron.
Wow, just don't speak you speak that trade?
No, I never said the full name. I just said the first two letters.
Everyone understood it.
Nick, well, it's your problems. I meant oil, so no problem. Nick and Aaron, number.
Two.
Two. That is history. Okay.
Don't we have history already?
No, I deleted it because Aaron and Nick pissed me off.
Oh, so. Yeah. That's just plain cheating.
I don't think so. So, your question is, what was the original name of Constantinople? A, Istanbul.
Constantinople.
B, Byzantium. Sorry. C, Bursa. Or D, Izmir.
I think it might be Byzantine. Or Byzantine, or whatever it is.
Byzantium.
B, Byzantine. You, Aaron, what you think?
I have no idea.
Aaron doesn't think.
Yeah, let's go with B, I guess.
B, Byzantium?
Mm-hmm.
Final answer? You sure?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Yeah, you are correct. It is Byzantium.
Oh my.
Wow. Go us. Yay.
So, now it's 5-5. And the only two topics remaining are arts and entertainment. So let's see. Ivan and Dennis.
Yes.
Your question is, the famous painting by Leonardo da Vinci was used for target practice by Napoleon soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
A, the Mona Lisa. B, the Last Supper. C, Vitravian Man, sorry. Or D, the Battle of Anghiari.
I think it's D.
The battle?
No, the guy, the man.
Vitravian Man, that's C.
Oh, then C.
Okay, I'll back you up. Latin Empire C.
The Vitravian Man? Incorrect. It's actually The Last Supper.
Isn't The Last Supper a fresco?
We can win.
Yeah. The original fresco isn't exactly up still, you know.
No, I know. I just meant that, like, painting wouldn't associate with the fresco.
Wait, what is your one entertainment? Okay. So.
Nick, we can do this.
Aram and Nick.
Mm.
Yes.
This is your question.
Fuck you.
What? No, this is the next question up, so it's fine. Okay. What film won all 11 Oscars it was nominated for?
What? A,
Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King. B, Titanic. C, Ben-Hur. Or D, Gone with the Wind.
Yo, it's gotta be A or B, right, Nick?
No, I...
Does it?
Look, those are the two I've heard of, which is... Considering every single time so far, the two that I've heard of, it's not been.
I know Titanic has won a lot of Oscars.
But did it win everything it was nominated for?
All four movies up here won a lot of Oscars. They're not random movies.
You know what? I think it'd be Gone with the Wind. Yeah, but if you think Titanic is fine.
5 seconds.
I think Titanic.
Titanic right. B?
Okay, yeah, B.
Incorrect. It did win. Lord of the Rings, right? It is Lord of the Rings. Titanic did win 11 Oscars, but it was nominated for 14.
Hmm.
And Gone with the Wind won 8 Oscars. And Ben-Hur also won 8.
Nice.
So, back to... back to Dennis and Ivan.
Yes.
So. Okay. La Gioconda is better known as the... A. Woman with the Pearl Earring. B. The Mona Lisa. C. Sunflowers. Or D. The Weeping Woman.
Pearl Earring.
A. Woman with Pearl Earring.
A. I'm just gonna fire. Just quick fire A.
Yeah, you can. You have 10 seconds to discuss, though.
Ivan, don't do like you understand the question. Just say
I understand the question, absolutely.
A.
A? Okay. No. It is the Mona Lisa. Yeah. It's the Italian name for the Mona Lisa.
Okay, fair enough.
So, Aram and Nick.
Yes.
I hope you get this, because I'm running out of questions here.
You really overestimate our smart.
So, what film in 2020 won the Oscar for Best Picture? A. The Irishman. B. Parasite. C. The Joker. Or D. Little Women.
Oh my god.
Wait, won Oscar for Best Picture?
Best Picture, yes.
What does that even mean?
But all of them
are... Best cinematography, basically.
All of them are movies that won stuff. Fuck. What do you think, Aaron?
I heard that Parasite was, like, really good.
I
heard don't... Liam talking about it.
All right.
that's the best picture we're talking about.
That's the Korean. Yeah.
I need an answer now.
It's Parasite. Up to you, Aaron.
What?
Parasite?
Correct.
Okay. Yes!
Well, look at you, Aram.
Well, no, really, technically, you two started later, so I will give you a chance to...
Wait, but midway we switched.
Yeah, that doesn't matter that they still didn't get... They answered the square... No, they answered the same amount of questions.
But to make
it interesting, Dennis and Ivan, this is your last... This is the one chance you have to tie it up with them. And going to a final quick round question. So, Nick and Aaron might hate me for this, but to which country does the Mona Lisa belong to? A. Germany. B. France. C. Italy. Or D. Mexico. Ivan and Dennis, hello.
It's not Italy. It's not Italy, definitely.
Question.
Dennis, you should have been listening.
No, my Wi-Fi should have cut off, and you should have known that it's the Joker.
I think it's.
I need an answer now.
Or something. I don't know. I don't know the question. Let's say B.
Italy.
Italy C?
Italy.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Nice.
Wait, let's just roll back a little bit. What do you mean
it was Ivan, the Joker? Ivan said definitely not Italy.
I thought it was the Joker.
Because you went like, you were like,
out, what? I didn't hear the answer.
Because you were like, what's the Italy? Because you said like something is the Italy's name for like, for Mona Lisa. I was like, why would they name it something else than Mona Lisa if it's already Mona Lisa? Like, but I was like...
Liam, quickly move on. It sounds so stupid. I have to go.
Okay. So this is just... You two compete. Whoever gets this question right wins. It'll be an entertainment question.
Oh, no. So,
which song has the most plays on Spotify? A, Rockstar. B, Shape of You. C, Hotline Bling. Or D, Blinding Lights.
Oh, damn.
I will need an answer from both teams.
Okay.
But shouldn't we like discuss this privately in our twos? Or
you can message each other if that makes it easier.
Ivan, go to chat.
No, don't move somewhere.
No, I mean like...
Yeah,
like,
okay. Just discuss it. I'll give you a minute, starting now.
Nick!
You can message him. Just message him.
I am, but he wasn't answering.
Okay. So who will win? 6-6. I'd say another easy.
How was it again? Shape of You, Blinding Lights, and what were the two other?
Hotline Bling and Rockstar. Okay, let's see. If you get that wrong, then I just lose faith in both of you. All four of you, actually. Nah. 20 seconds left.
Okay, Liam, we have an answer. Where should we?
We have an answer.
We also have an answer.
Yeah. Okay. So, Aram and Nick, what's your answer?
That's they're going to copy. Shape of You.
Okay.
Then you said Shape of You as well. Okay. We have evidence. If you want.
It is correct, but who's going to tell me closest number of plays wins? How many plays do you think it has?
Do we have 30 seconds to chat about it?
Yeah, you have 30 seconds. Go.
I'm on the side.
Ten seconds. Five, four, three, two, one. Okay.
We are saying 400 million.
No, we're not saying 400 million. We're saying 4,000 million.
And we're saying 1.5 billion.
What the fuck? So basically, Ivan, you're saying 4 billion.
Yeah, okay.
And Aram, you're saying 1.5 billion.
Yes.
So for how completely wrong Ivan and Dennis were, they win.
What?
The exact how number of plays is it's incredibly high. It's 2.91 billion plays.
Bubbles!
Okay. It's almost 3 billion plays.
I fucking wrote 2.
Well, Nick, you should have said something. I couldn't read it anymore.
That ends the episode here. Our winners are Ivan and Dennis. Look,
Nick,
bad for them.
Nick, we know we should have won. Let them have this.
You took away one.
Better luck next time, Nick and
we won. Aram.
And we'll see you all next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.